Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman. How are you today? Thanks for tuning in for another video this weekend. I titled this video today, The Three Red Flags That Kill Her Desire. Now, yeah, I titled it that way to get you to click on the video. You know I'm going to go deeper than just talking about how to make a woman want you, right? If you're watching this video and you're in this community, that means you're probably a man who enjoys a monogamous, romantic, committed sexual relationship with one woman. You're not out on the dating scene. That's another YouTube channel. This applies to you whether you're married or dating, but I want to focus on the guy who's been married for a while and is feeling like he's lacking confidence with his wife to produce the kind of connection he wants. He's got a lack of confidence. He has a lack of emotional connection and affection, that emotional intimacy that you want with your woman. And the last thing guys complain about is a lack of physical touch or sex. So when I say there are three red flags that kill her desire, I'm talking about things that sabotage her ability to feel emotionally connected and safe with you, to feel affectionate toward you and to give you affection, and to also want to have sex with you. These three things are, in order, anger, judgmentalism, and defensiveness. So let's go through each one of these. We talk about the little boy, and we just got off another ranch retreat where we talk about that emotional younger self that we have, the one who feels insecure. And so when we're talking about this little boy inside of us, he shows up in all kinds of ways. These three red flags are ways to know if your little boy, around 12 or 13 years old, if he is the one in the room in the moment that you're wishing you had more of everything, more connection, more affection, more sex. And it's hard to hear this, but your wife does not want to have sex or intimacy or any kind of affection with the little boy, especially if she's got little kids at home. This is really hard because it feels personal, like I'm calling you a little boy. Well, trust me, brother. I've got my 12-year-old boy right here. I'm 62 years old, and I've got a 12-year-old here I have to father constantly, because whenever I do get angry, whenever I do get judgmental, and whenever I do get defensive, I know it's him poking me in the ribs. And so this video is for you. If you want to build more emotional confidence in yourself, more swagger, you want to have more emotional connection and affection with your wife, and you want to build her desire for having physical intimacy and sex with you, let's talk about anger. Anger is that constant, unbridled sense of indignation. It's an anger, it's a feeling that you're tense and that you are unhappy and that somebody has disappointed you badly. It could be anger toward traffic, anger toward the weather, anger toward your wife, anger toward your kid, anger toward your boss. Anger is shown through men in their body a lot. With the red face, you get that tenseness in your jaw, you start slamming doors, you don't make eye contact. Right? You don't respond very well, just quick, short answers. Sometimes you do the silent treatment. Anger is shown in many ways. And when I talk about anger in that context, you can tell why nobody wants to kiss that. Nobody wants to hug that. Nobody wants to have sex with anger. An angry man is not only an unattractive man, before he's unattractive, he's scary. Angry men are scary to women, and women do not want to get close to scary men. What is the opposite of anger? You might think the opposite of anger is happy. It's not happy. The opposite of anger is secure. It's the fact that you know you're okay. When we're not okay and we don't feel secure in our own sense of daily well-being, we get angry. We get angry at everything. Things that happen to us, things people say, guys who cut us off in traffic, a boss who pisses us off. We get angry over everything because we have this pervasive feeling that we're not grounded. We don't have our feet on the ground. We don't feel strong. We don't feel valuable. We don't feel worthy. When we don't feel okay, anger will always come in and take its place. So feeling okay and getting in touch with your natural sense of confident well-being is the antidote to anger. So that's the first red flag. Whenever when you feel angry in your body or you express anger, you know the 12 or 13-year-old boy is poking you in the ribs, telling you that you're not okay. Your job is to father him and say, dude, no, actually, we're okay. We're okay. And a little chuckle will sometimes break the ice for you. It'll break that pattern in your brain that makes you think that you're angry. You're not angry, you're just having an insecure moment. Think of it that way. Here's the second red flag. The second red flag is judgmentalism or being critical. This is that frequent kind of commenting and criticizing, bad-mouthing, diminishing, being condescending to other people. The worst one will be your wife when you do it to her. This judgmental, critical nature of man can go with the anger thing. Not always. Sometimes a man could act like he's okay, but he's using his intellectual ability to go to warfare with other people by giving, you know, snarky criticisms or intellectual jabs at their character. I did this in my marriage a lot. I called it intellectual warfare when I would make what I would think would be intelligent comments that were cutting her down or insulting her because I felt insecure. Now, you would think that the opposite of being judgmental or critical would be complimentary, just to say nice things all the time and to be complimentary or give compliments. That's not the opposite of the judgmental, critical energy. The opposite is compassion. If you're a compassionate man and you actually understand the nature of empathy, the things that you would normally attack when your 12 or 13-year-old boy is wanting to judge or criticize other people, he would say, the younger boy says, well, get him back. They just hurt you. They just insulted you or offended you, so you have to get them back. The little boy always wants retaliation. If the opposite of judgmentalism and criticism is compassion, the grown-ass man says, wait a minute, I don't need to project anything onto other people. I don't need to criticize other drivers. I don't need to assume the worst about my wife. I don't need to judge or criticize others, one, because I'm okay, two, because I understand that they are on a journey of their own. They don't owe me anything. And when I see why they're being the way they're being, it doesn't offend me, it doesn't threaten me, it doesn't insult me, and I don't need to lash out from a younger energy in my body to judge them or criticize them. We're never going to be perfect. When my little guy is doing that, and of course I still do that, I still get judgmental and critical. This video is about understanding when it's happening, you should not be expecting intimacy, emotional connection, closeness, or sexuality. The desire of a woman will instantly ramp up when she sees that you're trustable emotionally, that you have control of your anger, and that you have control of your tendency to judge and criticize others. When she feels that you have an inherent sense of okayness, an inherent sense of groundedness, and also that you have a sense of compassion and patient empathy for other people without needing to criticize them, you become more attractive. It's a very simple formula. So here's the third thing. Defensiveness. When the 12 or 13-year-old boy wants to defend himself, he wants to counterattack or retaliate to somebody who's emasculated him or offended him or insulted him, somehow made him feel bad as if other people have the power to make you feel bad. The 12 to 13-year-old boy thinks everything is about him, so he defends all the time. You would think the opposite of being defensive would be offensive, but no, the opposite of defensive is curious. I was talking to a guy recently whose mother-in-law was always insulting him. I mean, he'd been married for 20 years. Every time he went to the mother-in-law, she would find something to comment about something he didn't do right in the past, something that she thought he could have done better. And he would always get first angry, then he would get judgmental, and then he would get defensive with her, and he'd probably go give her the silent treatment. One day I told him, why don't you just look her right in the eye and say, hey, Mom, call her Mom. Hey, Mom. You realize every time I come over here, you find something to complain about me. Did you notice that? Hey, I wonder why you think that is. Period. Or question mark. Hey, Mom, I notice that you do this every time I come over. Why do you think that is? Silence. It shut it down permanently. He became curious. Instead of defensive and wanting to counterattack and complain later to his wife about how mean her mother was to him, he looked her right in the eye from a place of confident groundedness. He wasn't angry. He wasn't judging her or criticizing her for being nasty. He just got curious. And if that's the opposite of defensiveness, you lean in instead of lean back and cross your arms. You get curious when you think somebody's attacking you because you have to know that it's not about you. When other people criticize or judge you or get angry at you, it's not about you. It's about them. That's why in the first two things, when I said you have to stop getting angry and judgmental at other people, it's not about them, it's about you. And so when somebody's doing it to you, I want you to understand with a very curious, patient eye, with some compassion and a sense of well-being, that it's not about you. And it allows you to look into a snarky mother-in-law's eyes and go, hey, Mom, every time I come here, you do this. Why do you think that is? I find it fascinating. Would you like another cup of coffee? A curious, patient, compassionate man who feels grounded in himself and okay is an attractive man. The reason those three red flags kill desire is because they all emulate the energy of a 12 to 13 year old boy. And make no mistake about it, your wife or girlfriend does not want to have sex. Any kind of touch, intimacy, or otherwise warm emotional connection with a man when his 12 to 13 year old boy is acting out. I'm an expert on this. I did this for many years, which is why I'm here sharing it with you. So those are the three flags that will kill her desire: being angry all the time, being judgmental or critical all the time, and being defensive. The opposite of those things are being secure and okay with yourself, feeling a sense of natural confidence, being compassionate and empathetic toward others who you think have done you wrong, and last, to be curious. Mom, why do you say stuff like that? I hope this helps you. I hope you can use one of these this weekend. And as you're trying to build connection, build affection and intimacy, and improve your sex life, once you become more grounded and more consistent and steady in this energy, I guarantee you things will improve for you. Consistency is the key. If you want to have a consultation call with Good Guys to Great Men, me or one of my coaches, and dive into this specific issue, let's talk about the cases where you're having a hard time controlling your thoughts and your emotions around this, so we can help you get more confident, more grounded, more curious, more compassionate, and just more well, more okay in your own body. Thanks for watching, brother. Have a good day. Bye.